when people hear that you've spent so much of your time, Nancy, on stopping control units, let's back up and maybe you can tell us what is a control unit?
Sure. So basically, a control unit is about long-term solitary confinement, really long-term solitary confinement, and under conditions of sensory deprivation. So one person in a cell, maybe 7 by 9 feet, and the person sleeps in the cell, eats in the cell, food is just put in through a slot in the door, defecates in the cell. There's no social interaction, no communal dining, no recreational activity with others, no religious services. It's really a human rights nightmare. The visiting is extremely restricted. In my experience with Marion Federal Penitentiary in downstate Illinois, I live in Chicago, and Marion's about 350 miles south. Under lockdown conditions, visiting is done over a plexiglass wall on a telephone with a guard a couple feet away observing the visit. And the prisoner is brought in, shackled, and it's very limited. Only family members usually are permitted. No outside the family visits. And, you know, when you think about the prison being, most of the prisoners are from urban settings, and the prison is out in the countryside. It's just, when you add it all up, it's just awful. And the prisoners have no way of knowing how to get out of there. They don't really know why they've been put in there in many cases, because sometimes it's just group punishment for individual problems or issues, and they have no way of knowing how to get out. It's like Kafka.
So if they don't know why they're in there, what's the ostensible reason that the prison uses?
Well, you know, there are a myriad of reasons that are given, but like in the case of Marion, maybe I can go into a little bit of the history. So once upon a time, when the dinosaurs roamed the earth and people like me, in 1963, Alcatraz Prison was the worst prison in the United States, and it sat in the bay, in the San Francisco Bay, on a little island. And in 1963, that prison, which was the worst federal prison in the United States. Now, there are two different sets of prisons, federal prisons and state prisons. So federal prisons are run by the United States Bureau of Prisons, our federal government. And then each state has a set of prisons. So in California, there's Pelican Bay, which is run by the California Department of Corrections. So Alcatraz was the worst federal prison in the United States. It was the place where they sent people that they hated the most, basically. So there were political prisoners there, like Morton Sobel, who was the co-defendant of Ethel and Julius Rosenberg, who were executed during the anti-communist McCarthy era of the 50s. There was Rafael Cancel Miranda, who was a Puerto Rican political prisoner and fighter for Puerto Rican independence. And, of course, many others who weren't clearly political prisoners, but the government disliked them for one reason or another. They might have been people who were like jailhouse lawyers. I mean, the when they put them in Alcatraz, they didn't say, "We're putting you there because you're a jailhouse lawyer," but clearly they were people that other people respected and followed and were helped by. So in 63, Alcatraz closed and Marion Prison opened in downstate Illinois, and that became the worst prison in the United States, and people like Rafael were sent there. In fact, Rafael Cancel Miranda was sent there. But in both Alcatraz and early days in Marion, the prisons ran freely. Relatively freely. I mean, they were still prisons. They were grim places, but there was a lot of social interaction. So prisoners worked together. Some of them bunked together. They certainly took meals together, religious services, recreational activities, all kinds of things in both instances. Then in 1972, there was the guards at Marion brutally beat a Mexican prisoner. And in response to that beating, Rafael Cancel Miranda and others led a peaceful work stoppage, which essentially meant that the prisoners didn't go to their work jobs. In response to that, the prison administration locked down one unit of the prison and threw men into solitary confinement, long-term solitary confinement. That was the beginning of the control units right there, what I'm calling control units. And by the way, they have many other names, but they're all the same. They're called administrative maximum units. They're called communication management units. They're called secure housing units, SHUs, CMUs, all these alphabetical things. But a skunk by any other name is basically a skunk. So they locked down the one unit. Then that was in 1972. And then in 1983, 11 years later, in that very same control unit, two guards were killed. And they were killed by, incidentally, two Aryan Brotherhood men, prisoners. But the rest of the prison was essentially quiet. But the control unit that was supposed to control violence in the prisons, there was this incident where two guards were killed. So the rest of the prison was quiet. Nothing was going on. Nonetheless, the prison authorities seized on the opportunity to lock down the entire prison, 350 men. They also went through the prison. They established like a gauntlet and beat a lot of the prisoners in the early phase of this lockdown. But then they locked down the whole prison, and that was long-term solitary confinement. That was 1983. And we knew what was going on. I moved to Chicago from California, actually, around the time of the lockdown. And I think we had one demonstration protesting it or some such, because we were doing lots of other political work at the time. But about 2 years later, we realized that this was a permanent affair, that actually what was going on was a very important historical development, that prison life in the United States was being restructured dramatically. And this was an experiment in which they were not only experimenting on the prisoners, but they were experimenting on us to see what we would tolerate in terms of human rights abuses. Would people on the outside notice, and would we protest and complain? And at that point, we formed the committee to end the Marion lockdown and began organizing around this issue.